burning. Fire is applied to their body. Teeth are extruded and bones are ground and baked into cakes which are passed around.
FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Boom.
From Boston. Oh my God, you keep doing that. You keep scaring me. Serving Boston, all the world, WMFO.org. It's Ryan D and Steve B.
Good morning, people.
Doing the Halloween Spooktacular set. You just heard Antsy Pants.
The amazing song off of the Juno soundtrack. From Antsy Pants, Vampire is the name of that tune. Also, you know, the artist behind such classic tunes is the Alpha Butt Song, Little Monster Babies, Wiggle My Tooth, Pee Pee in the Potty.
That's Kimia Donson, right?
Yes.
From Moldy Peaches.
Yep.
I loved it. Screwing Nut Zippers up into that hell.
Did you know that Nut Zippers is a Southern term for bootleg moonshine? I actually didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Whenever you come on the air with me, I learned so much. All I knew is Screwing Nut Zippers was that candy that took all of my teeth.
That too. A delicious candy.
Delicious candy.
So again, a nice tie into Halloween with some delicious
100%
candy.
100%. I love. Thanks.
Takes your teeth.
they all grew back though. That's off of their 1996 sophomore album, Hot. Up ahead of that, Harry Nilsson.
Is there a better, like, creepy, spooky song?
No,
I'm not really sure. I mean, Harry Nilsson, a lot of people think of his classic songs, like, you know, Without You, and
right.
Everybody's Talking.
But Who Done It?
Stuff, but like, Who Done It? Like, Murder Thing. And at the end, where he's like going off and
that was good.
Hang by the what? Until when?
And that's off his 14th studio album. I love the name of the album too. It's just his name, but with a bunch of letters.
Extra eyeballs.
Yeah, Nilsson. At least 1977. Warren Zevon. Werewolves of London.
You can't have a Halloween show.
Now we were talking about that.
Werewolves of London.
No, you can't.
And again, little nugget of info which I loved. I didn't know that song actually began as a joke by one of the Everly Brothers.
Huh.
I did. That was, and then Warren like kind of took it and made it into a almost like. I mean, I was
it's
thinking Tom Cruise when I listened to that song too, right? But yeah, it's an amazing tune.
Yeah, and the jokes on the Everly Brothers. That's off of his third studio album, Excitable Boy, released January 1978. Kicking off the set with Talking Heads.
An amazing, amazing tune. Psycho Killer, you can't get better than that, I think. It's interesting. I didn't realize how many of the like spooky tunes I actually loved until we started putting this show together.
I know, right?
It's like, I'm a huge fan. Yeah, it's amazing. Also, apparently not about the Son of Sam Killer, which is what I had always
heard.
No,
that's what a lot
of
people have thought, but it's not, yeah. Or maybe it is, and Dave was just like, I'm not going to tell you.
Right.
It is the top of the hour. I'm Ryan, that's Steve. We have another hour left of our spooktacular Music Savage show, and I'm going to get into it. Kicking off this hour with my favorite. When I think about Halloween, I think about this gentleman right here, Dan Blakeslee.
Dr. Gasp.
Dr. Gasp. He is the epitome of Halloween, and we love him so. We had to give him a shout out because he spends all of October as Dr. Gasp.
That's right. He's doing a tour as Dr. Gasp. And tonight he's actually playing the Dreamaway Lodge, which is an amazing place to see a show. It's a free show. So if you have the means to get to the Dreamaway Lodge to have some seasonal music played for you by Dr. Gasp, you absolutely should do it.
And where is that located?
I can't remember the actual. It's Western Mass.
Western Mass. All right. But he's Halloween, even though he has, I play his, he has wonderful Christmas albums. But I think of Dan... As the master of Halloween. I think a
Beckett
lot of people
Mass.
Do.
It's in Beckett Mass.
Beckett Mass.
Yep.
So go see Dan Blakeslee. Follow him online as Dr. Gasp. His Halloween shows are something else.
DrGasp.com if you'd like full tours.
DrGasp.com to see our friend Dan Blakeslee get you into the holiday spirit. Here's something from his 2003 Halloween special album. It's Dan Blakeslee as Dr. Gasp, the Phantom Saloon.
Where the end of 91 meets 236, the little known saloon neath the swamps and sticks. Times it can be seen lurking through the trees, no one made to disappear, gobble up on the breeze. Around you ghastly laughter, just like an old cartoon, down at the Phantom Saloon. They take wax lips for tips, bridge rings for groans. Dracula will appear if you show them your bones.
Show them your bones!
The band will start to croon another hunting tune. The banshee and the bagpipes above the lagoon. They call themselves the goblins, Morica's on bassoon. Your thirst.
is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? With that hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. And I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. But there's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I'll bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
walking through my hometown square. Thousands of faces you touched on, thousands you lost in the fire. Knock, knock on the door of the house that he knew. The echoes cold round me and you when it's cold. You know that he's there. We'll walk till we get to the harbor. They'll never know we were here.
It's the Music Savage Show, spooky edition. Are you scared? Oh, are you scared now? I don't know what's happening. I hope you're having a good time. Steve and I are having a great time. It's one of our favorite things. We should do this more often, but you know. We are going to do it more often. What did you just hear? That was Stars. A dancey little haunting number called I Died So I Could Haunt You. It's off the Montreal band's fifth studio album, The Five Ghosts. It was released June of 2010. Up out of that, The Cure. That's a song that reminds me of Halloween. I can't have a Halloween playlist without that. Lullaby, first single off of the legendary band's groundbreaking eighth album. Called Disintegration. Came out May 1989. Tom Waits up out of that. Not so much a song, but a question. What's he building in there? Well, the track is called What's He Building. It's taken off of his 13th studio album, Mule Variations. That was released April of 1999 on Anti Records, and kicking it off. Let's set. With Dan Blakesley, a.k.a. Dr. Gasp. It's Dr. Gasp through the month of October. You know, probably all year. because he's Halloween in his soul. Track called The Phantom Saloon. That's off of his 2003 album. It's called Halloween Special. Remember to check out drgasp.com to find out where our dear friend Dan Blakeslee is playing. drgasp.com.
Doctor spelled out.
Yes, that's right. It's not DR, it's no, doctor.
That's correct.
Spelled out. Mm-hmm. DrGasp.com.
GASP, not GHASP.
Who spells gasp that way?
H. It's like spooky. You put an H in words. I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about. But it's scaring
like
me.
Like a gasp. A-G-H-A-S-P.
It's the Halloween special. I'm Ryan D. That's Steve right there. You having a good time, my friend?
Always.
It's always good to have you here. We're getting into the next set, and this is your set. And this is one of my favorite movies of all time. I sing all the lyrics, all the songs, the top of my lungs. What are we listening to? What are we kicking off your set with?
We are going to be hearing a classic. Well, I would consider it
it's
a classic.
It's totally classic, yeah.
All right, so this is Halloween by the Citizens of Halloween, obviously, by Danny Elfman. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's another version of this. I'm sorry, it's from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes.
In case anyone understands. But there's also a Marilyn Manson version of the song, which I veered away from. It's almost a little too spooky.
It's really spooky. Yeah, really spooky. But this is one of my favorite movies, and I love it dearly. And this is a great pick. So we're going to get into Steve's sets as we're winding down the show. Here's Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack. This is Halloween. Because it is Halloween. Dear friends. Whoa.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This is our town of Halloween. This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night. This is Halloween, everybody make a scene. Trick.
Tell the neighbors
gonna
die of fright.
It's our town, everybody's
scared. In this town of Halloween,
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner and hiding in the trash can, something's waiting now to pounce. And how you scream?
This is Halloween.
Red and black.
It's slightly green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice. Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream. Everybody scream.
Follow the trace.
I am the who in the cold who's there.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween,
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Tingle-umblings everywhere. Life's no fun without a good scare.
That's our job,
but we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween.
In this town,
don't we love it now?
Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Walnut Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
Now this is Halloween.
Everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
hero goes.
Come out light.
many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch, yeah. Must be the season of the witch. When I look over my shoulder, what do you think I see? Summer cat looking over his shoulder at me, and he's strange, sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch, yeah.
Exactly. Your pain is the amount cleaning you out. Am I satisfactory? Today I'm thinking about the things that are deadly. The way I'm drinking you down, like I wanna drown, like I wanna end me. Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class, killing the sun. Bury a friend.
What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Listen.
Keep you in the dark. What had you expected? Me to make you my art and make you a star and get you connected. I'll meet you in the park. I'll be calm and collected. But we knew right from the start that you'd fall apart, cause I'm too expensive. Your talk would be something that shouldn't be said out loud. Honestly, I thought that I would be dead by now. Calling security, keeping my head held down. Bury the hatchet or bury your friend right now. The debt I owe, gotta sell my soul. Cause I can't say no, no, I can't say no. Then my limbs are frozen, my eyes won't close. And I can't say no, I can't say no.
Careful.
Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class. I wanna end me. I wanna end me. I wanna end me. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
That was a fine, fine set, my good friend.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Why don't you tell us about it?
That last song that you just heard was Bury a Friend,
mm-hmm,
by the extremely talented Billie Eilish.
Extremely talented.
And apparently she identifies with the Babadook. So that was, I guess, somewhat written from the perspective of a monster like the Babadook or something like that.
I love that so much. Did you like the Babadook?
Yeah, absolutely.
So did I. It's a very... it's people either like it or hate it. Yeah. I don't know anybody in between.
It's divisive.
It's very divisive. Saying. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Oh, man, I'm getting grammar lessons here, too. Billie Eilish, up ahead of that.
Season of the Witch. I mean, it's obviously the classic from Donovan. It's just an amazing, amazing tune to me. I could listen to that all day. I wish there was a 24-hour version of that song. I mean, that's almost 24 hours.
It is.
It's pretty
it's
long.
Like, are you sure we didn't just listen to that? That's off of his 1966 third studio album, Sunshine Superman. Up ahead of that, J.D. McPherson.
Wolf Teeth. I mean... The energy of that song is kind of out of control.
He
said he uses that to kind of figure out if the crowd's going to be with him for the show or not, and I can totally see why. Mm-hmm. It's such an amazing tune.
He puts on such a great show as well. The crowd's always with him.
Yep.
I hope so. Ray Parker Jr.
The theme song from the most amazing Halloween... Is it a Halloween movie?
I guess.
I call it a Halloween movie.
Sure.
Right? Ghostbusters?
Why not?
And an amazing tune. I can't name another Ray Parker Jr. song.
That's fine. Ghostbusters is fine.
It's really, that's all he needed to do, is just make Ghostbusters, right?
Because Buster makes him feel good.
It certainly, I mean, who doesn't it feel good?
Yeah, kicking off that set with the Citizens of Halloween Town.
The Danny Elfman classic. Like, who can go through this season without thinking about that movie?
Exactly.
If you can, you've never seen the movie.
No, exactly. This is Halloween, as Steve can attest to, I was... dancing around and singing to it, because I do love it so much, The Residents of Halloween Town. It's been a blast. We got one more set, just a couple of songs. In our Halloween Spectacular Music Savage show, I'm going to kick it off with Boston legend this last set, Jonathan Richman.
Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong with Vampire Girl.
Go, little vampire girl. Woo!
And I'll admit something to you, I get intrigued when women look sinister. Call me superficial, but I stare at them vampire girls. It's not the mascara, it's not the tight dress, it's a look in the eyes gonna scare you to death. Vampire girl, vampire girl,
Eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters. Heart attack, cancer, stroke. Save yourself and all those animal lives. Go vegan now. Free recipes at PETA.org.
Eli, the barrel boy of the old town, sells coal and marigolds, and he cries out all down the day. Below the tamarack, she is crying. Corn cobs and candle wax for the buying all down the day. Would I could afford to buy my love a fine robe made of gold and silk, Arabian thread. She is dead, gone and lying in a pine grove, and I must push my barrow all the day, and I must push my barrow all the day. Barrow boy, when they found him dressed all in corduroy, he had drowned in the river down the way. They laid his body down in a churchyard, but still when the moon is out, his push cart calls down the day. Would I could afford to buy my love a fine gown made of gold and silver. South Arabian thread. But I am dead and gone and lying in a church ground. Still I push my barrow all the day. Still I push my barrow all the day.
All I've ever wanted, but I'm terrified of you. Seek my castle, may be haunted, but I'm terrified of you. I've cast my spell on millions, but I'm terrified of you. Baby, I do this from the ceiling, but I'm terrified of you. I wait my whole life to bite the right one. Then you come along and that freaks me out, so I'm frightened. Ooh, Dracula's whenever. No one, but I'm terrified of you. See, my heartbeat is a slow one, but I'm terrified of you. I've been around for ages, but I'm terrified of you. Run my thing across the stage, but yet I'm terrified of you. I wait my whole life to find the right one. Then you come along and that freaks me out. So I'm frightened. Dracula's wedding.
Sandwiches.
You know what the sound of Daft Punk means. I've taken you around the world and back in song.
Two hours.
Did you enjoy that journey as much as I did?
It was fantastic. Always a pleasure to sit on the other side of the table and watch a master at work.
I was going to say the same of you.
Aww.
Man, that was a lot of fun. A Halloween spooktacular festival has come to an end. I hope that we terrified you. Steve spent a lot of time scaring me.
I just like sneak around the studio here and like just creep up behind him. He's got his headphones on, so I just
can't
like,
hear you. And all of a sudden, you're gone and you're behind me. You're like David S. Pumpkins. He just came up behind me. Any questions? You just heard. I just did David S. Pumpkins.
You did. That was pretty good, actually.
Outcast ending the set. Dracula's Wedding. That was one that both of us were like we were gonna.
You gotta pull that at the end of the set.
Yeah, and I think it's a great ending.
It's a good
song.
Way to go out.
It's off their fifth album. It's a double album. It's called Speaker Box, The Love Below. Released September 2003. The Decemberists, and again, Halloween show without a spooky Decemberist song.
Probably my favorite Decemberist song. It's definitely up there.
Yeah.
I know it's hard because there's so many. That's definitely top five.
This album is so great. And you know how we're talking about how love and death and spookiness and Halloween all mixed together? That kind of sounds like the Decemberists.
Yeah, 100%. Throwing a little maritime and you've got it.
Throwing a lot of maritime. And Jonathan Richman up out of that. Vampire Girl.
Woo! Woo!
Go, little vampire girl.
Woo!
It's favorite of mine and Steve's, I think.
Apparently.
It's off of his sixth solo album, You Must Ask the Heart, released in 1995. Halloween. What are you doing for Halloween?
So my kids are older at this point, and they go do their own thing. Yeah. So I probably will sit at my house with a bucket of candy and wait for some kids to show up.
When the kids arrive, will the candy still be around?
I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah.
Probably like the Kit Kats will be gone.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
You know, maybe the Almond Joy too.
I like that. I mean, it's you should treat yourself.
I mean, what do you
mean? On Halloween. Yeah, exactly.
I feel like I've put my time in at this point.
Yeah.
So
you did. So it's time to sit back with some Kit Kats.
That's right.
On your porch. Yeah, living in Cambridge, Cambridge takes Halloween very seriously.
As they should.
And very exciting that the costumes are always on point. They closed down one of the streets, Crescent Street, and it turned it into one big Halloween land.
Ooh, that sounds fantastic.
It's a lot of fun. It's a different theme every year. Very excellent. Will you come back and do this again with me?
I would love to.
Got holidays coming up.
We do our, I guess it's become tradition.
It really kind of has.
Do the holiday, to do the holiday show.
Yeah. So let's do that again.
So that'll be here before you know it.
I can't believe it's Halloween.
Once the holidays start hitting, they come fast. Come fast.
Yeah.
Pretty sure there's already Christmas stuff in stores right now. So
there was when July 4th was over, I believe. I've been Ryan D. That's been Steve B. You've been tuning in to 91.5 FM. WMFO, Manfred Tuss, free from radio, serving Boston, all the world. WMFO.org. I want you to be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Be kind to animals. Listen to lots of music. Music makes everything better. Stay safe this Halloween. Remember to check your candy. Remember when we were kids and they're like
razor blades
or needles in there?
Those were the good old days. Yeah. Now you don't know what's on.
Yeah, there's worse things in there are razor blades.
USB sticks?
Yeah. I was thinking like corn syrup.
Ooh. Ew.
Ew. That's more dangerous.
High fructose corn syrup.
Oh, hey, I forgot that Chewy wanted to say something.
Oh,
what's that, Chewy? Are you excited about Halloween? He is. Chewy loves Halloween.
Of course.
You gonna eat a lot of candy, Chewy? Yeah. That's my man, Chewy.
Chewy candy.
Chewy candy. Oh, my God. That's it. We're done. It's great having you here. We'll see you again soon.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
All right. You guys take care. We'll see you here next week for another edition of Music Savage Show. Sloan is up next.
Whoa.
Spooky. Have a spooky good Halloween and stay safe. See you, kids.